Welcome back to the Worship and Technology Podcast. I am Chris Baker, and I will be hosting all of the episodes coming out this month as we celebrate gospel music throughout this year's Black History Month. Please enjoy this conversation with Todd Delaney as he breaks down his songwriting process and gives us insight into his innovative approach to his new single, Revelations Chapter 4. Let's jump right in. All right. Welcome to the Worship and Technology Podcast. I'm super excited today to have an incredible just worship leader, musician, artist, father, husband. He's doing some amazing stuff in the kingdom. Todd Delaney, how you doing, brother?
Oh, man. I'm well, man. Good to sit down with you.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for taking the time to just share with our listeners. Man, there's a lot of people that listen. They're pastors. They are worship pastors, musicians, MDs. And the whole goal is just to equip and empower them, man, with resources and tools. And what we like to do is just unpack like the why, unpack the process. And so that's what we're going to kind of get into, man. You've got some amazing things on the horizon, and we're going to get to that in a moment. But man, for the listeners that don't necessarily, that may not be as familiar with you, man, tell us about Todd Delaney, man. Who is Todd?
Man, so my story and who I am is kind of crazy because I end up hearing gospel music, but that wasn't my goal, bro. I started off as a professional baseball player, professional athlete, drafted by the New York Mets. And my thing was to get money playing ball. It really didn't have much to do with the kingdom or worship leading or gospel. And so really in my heart, man, like you said, I am a father, a husband, all of that. But I really desired more than anything to be a professional athlete. And then I just kind of found my way here to spread the gospel. And I think I found more purpose here than I did on the baseball field. And so that's what made me stay.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like when I asked this question, what made you do what God called you to do? People are like, well, you know, I was just kind of working on a regular job you know, I didn't have a job or like, bro, you were a professional baseball player you heard God call you. Yeah. What made you let go of what you could see to grab hold of what you couldn't see? What made you do that?
Man, you know, purpose, bro, like when you find out why you're alive and you get the feeling of this is why I'm here, it doesn't matter how much money somebody offers you to live outside of purpose. That's the thing. Like, I feel so at home leading worship. I felt like I'm at home. So it didn't matter how much money I could have gotten on the baseball field. I still would have been miserable if I couldn't do this. Uh-huh. And I mean, yeah, it was the call of God, but it was the purpose. You can't run away from what you are meant to do. You just can't run away from it, bro. Yeah. Like, you can't put a dollar sign on being outside of purpose. That's why a lot of people, even in life, are just miserable, bro, because they're just not doing what they were meant to do.
Say that, man.
I mean, I'm happy. I mean, I got so much joy. And not that I wasn't happy playing baseball. I mean, I was having fun. Mm-hmm. But purpose, though, I found it. Like, I'm here. I'm where I'm supposed to be. And that's leading worship.
Yeah. Wow, man. I love that story. It's true, man. When you find that place of purpose, man, I think it unlocks the oil.
Yeah.
It becomes an effortless thing. I think a lot of us, we're still trying to find that place and you're trying to work hard. And I'm like, you know, there's a better way. Once you get in alignment with God's purpose for your life, your oil knows you. It will find you. You don't have to work for it. It will be there, man. I'm going to tell you a story. So here's like, I think this is the first time we met, bro. My mother-in-law had to preach at Pastor Winston's church.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It was at a conference a couple of years back, man. And it was on a morning day session. Uh-huh. And I flew right in from Dallas and I said, just take me straight to the church. And I got to the church, man. And you were sound checking. It was like, Todd is getting ready to sound check. And I was like, okay, cool, man. I'll just go sit in the back and just, you know, kind of hear him. Because of course I've heard your music, heard your ministry. And I knew there was something different. I knew there was a different sound to what God was releasing through you. And so what I did is I sat in the back and you guys were sound checking and you probably did like maybe 5 minutes, check 1, 2, hey, 1, 2, normal sound check stuff, make sure the stems are right and all of that. Yep. But bro, for the next 45, 50 minutes, all you did was worship.
Oh, man. Man.
All you did was worship. And the thing that it did for me is it said like, okay, God, you can trust him with success. Because most of the times when God kind of like show you like success or starts to show his favor in your life, most people begin to lose the main thing. And I sat in the back of that church that day and I said, here's a guy that is keeping the main thing, the main thing. Man. How have you stayed so grounded? How have you kept that your priority?
You know, for one, when I set out to do this, that was one of the things that I promised to do, to stay centered. Like I made a promise. I said, Father, I'm going to take this genre of music and I'm going to put it at your feet.
Oh, God.
If you give it to me, I promise I'll give it back to you. And so he has put me pretty much at the top. And we're not done. Like, I'm not done by any means. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy because I was just talking to my drummer the other day and I told him, I said, Jalen, we're going to take over now. And, you know, it's kind of harsh to talk like that. It can sound like an arrogant statement, but I don't care. I know what I mean when I say we're going to take over now and we're going to put this thing at the feet of Jesus. Because when I came into it, bro, I said, God, if you give it to me, I'll give it back to you. And so that has kept me centered on the thing. Like, the thing is, like, singing the scriptures and all of that, man, that all of this stuff is because I promised him that I will not take this and make it my own. I'm giving it back to him. So we're going to be mad intentional because, like you said, too, the elevation comes from it. You cannot be elevated if you try to take God's stuff and make it your own.
Yes.
So the elevation in my life and even in my career in ministry, it's happening because I made a promise and I'm sticking to it. So, yeah, we're going to dominate in the music industry. We're going to dominate through song. We're going to continue to dominate, but it's not because I'm trying to take something. Mm-hmm. It's because I'm trying to give it back to you. And he has not stopped pouring it out, bro.
Wow. You know, when I hear you say that, man, it, to me, it speaks of the disposition of your heart. Man. You know, in the music business, in just church period, the music genre, I think when you have skilled people and super skilled people, their skill is at a high level, but the integrity, the character, the heart stuff doesn't match that. And I know nobody's perfect. We are all in progress. Yep. You know, we're all saved by grace. I get all of that. But to hear you say, okay, I promise God that if he give it to me, I'll give it back to him. I'll lay it back at his feet because it's his.
Yep.
The real thing about worship is it has nothing to do with us. It's us getting out of the way. It's his song.
Yes.
We don't even want to go down that track.
Yes.
But it's really like to hear you say that is so, it's so refreshing because I have seen people say that with their mouth, but not their heart. So it was like a betrayal of sort because God is like, I want to trust you with this, but I know as soon as I begin to show you favor and as soon as the royalty check starts to roll in or people start clapping and saying how great you are, you're going to lose your mind. And to see how God has really just kept you and you have just really held strong to that promise, man, it is really great, man.
Chris, you talking, man, you talking my language, bro. Like, it's nothing that he could do to really kind of move me from where I am. No thing that he could give me that would move because I know the secret to my success. Like, I know it.
Oh, man.
He's trying me more and more, bro. Like, he keeps giving me songs.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing, man. Like, every time we release a great song, I always wonder, man, God, will you ever give me another one? I always wonder that, bro, because I mean, you know, the streak that we're on of releasing big songs is crazy to me. It's crazy to me.
Yeah. Yes.
Every time it's just like, dang, like, Lord, I hope that you don't stop.
They're anthems.
This. Yes. like, please don't make this the last one. Keep sending. But he keeps doing it. And like you said, as long as I stay to the promise and stay where I am, he'll continue to do it.
That is so good. And if you're listening to us, hopefully you're hearing really what he is saying, man. It's that trust factor. Like, God is saying, can I trust you with this thing that I'm trying to entrust you with? And most of us fail. I have failed that test. The beautiful thing about God's grace is he'll give us another chance. I want to ask you this, man, as it pertains to your writing process. You kind of already talked about that, you know, like the getting into the word. I'm like, yo, you actually write the word, bro. You literally, it's like the scripture. I mean, you got a whole record called Back to the Book.
Right.
Oh, that is so fantastic because things have become so diluted.
Yeah.
With our issues. And I'm not against inspirational and writing from your heart. I'm not against that at all. I think it has a place.
Hey, man, you're sharp, man. You really are sharp on this stuff, man. I'm impressed, bro, because like you see things and I can hear it. I can hear that you see and you hear. I'm going to finish what you were saying. No, we aren't against inspirational music. all I'm saying when it comes to this writing process, and I know we were about to talk about that right now, the word is the highest level of reality. Ooh. It's the highest level
the
of
word
reality.
Word is the highest level of reality. Yikes.
So a lot of times when we try to interpret it and write a song through our interpretation can become diluted because mm-hmm. we're giving it our perspective on the mm-hmm. writing. But when you write precisely what he said, then you don't give room for perspective. You just say, look, this is what he said.
Yeah.
Deal with that. You know what I mean? Like, eat that, digest that, however you need to chop that up. I didn't say this. This is not my perspective. This is not my spin. This mm-hmm. is just word for word. You can find it in the Bible. I've gotten into that because I just said, okay, I don't want no room for the enemy to take this message and move it around. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say this. I'm going to sing this. And then if there's no response to it, then God, you're a liar.
Mm. Yes.
If this is not accurate, then God, you've lied. And mm-hmm. I know that you're not a liar. So I'm just going to put out what you said. And I know I'm going to get a response because your word always goes out and accomplishes what it's sent to do.
It will accomplish what it has been sent to do. It can't return void.
Right.
That's like a win-win situation.
You got it. That's what I say. I say,
I love it.
When will I ever be able to write a song of scripture mm-hmm. and it fail? When?
Oh, God. Todd, you're helping so many people, man. Oh.
Like, the Bible is the highest selling book in the world every year.
Yeah.
Why? Because mm-hmm. it will never fail. It mm-hmm. always will be at the top of everything throughout time, this word will stand. So I just think about when I'm long gone, these mm-hmm. words will still stand. Why? Because they're the word of God. If anybody wondering why the word of God continues to go from generation to generation and generation, this word continues to stand. So if you want to write songs that stand, write this because it ain't going nowhere.
It ain't going nowhere. Dude, you have just, I mean, that's a mouthful, and that is a secret to the success, man. And I love it because it's very, very simple.
Yeah.
It's so simple, but it's yet profound. And I love that. Speaking of the word and your writing process, they just sent us over Revelation chapter 4, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, when they was talking about it, I said, now, you know, Ty got to be saved if he's going to write something from Revelation. You know, the church folk don't be fooling with Revelation, Doc.
Yes, sir.
And so, but bro, so when I heard it, I said, this dude is from another planet. He's from another place. I cannot wait for the world to hear.
Hey, you my brother.
God dropped in your spirit. It's like, okay, your great name. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You can sing that song every Sunday and it'll never get old. Proverbs 3. I mean, there's so many songs that wow. your take on the anthem. It's wow. just, it's just God says, wow. here's a man
wow.
after my own heart. I can trust him.
Man.
It's so refreshing because we've seen some people do it right, but we've oftentimes seen people do it wrong.
Man.
And it can kind of put this taste in our mouth that like, I can just do whatever I want, get away with it, and expect God to kind of give me and download things into me. And it's like, no, 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 no. And again, I'm not saying we're perfect.
That's right.
But I want you to talk about the story behind Revelation chapter 4 and that whole vision.
So over the last year, man, God took me on a journey. First of all, he established me as a worship pastor at Apostle Matthew Stevenson. That was a different atmosphere for me because, you know, the sound that they were producing out of there was real heavy on warfare. And
very, very prophetic.
Yeah. So it was a different sound for me, but I saw the purpose.
Okay.
Because it gave me a different ear. Mm-hmm. It opened my ear to different sounds and it kind of forced me to kind of see the word from a different angle. And so that's what caused me to say, I want to write something about the throne room of mm-hmm. God.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's the setting.
Yeah, there it is. There's something going on around the throne of God that I think that people need to hear and know. And I think this song is going to give people an appreciation for what's going on in heaven right now. What's mm-hmm. going on around the throne while we're talking right this second.
what's happening.
The elders are casting down their crown at the feet of God.
Yeah.
The angels are crying, holy, holy, holy. Mm. There's lightnings, thunders around his throne. Is glass setting floor. I mean, all of this stuff is what was seen in the vision in Revelation. Yeah. And I said, God, show me how to articulate this. And that's how it came to be. But when we were getting ready to produce the song, I told my buddy Jamel Kimbrough, my partner and producer, everything with me. Awesome. I told him, I said, I want this to be as dramatic as we can get it.
Okay.
I want live strings. I want the full thing. I want everybody who touched it. The song went and read Revelation 4.
Wow.
The string player was Roy.
I know. Yeah, Roy Cotton.
Yep.
Yeah. Incredible musician, man. Incredible guy.
We told Roy, and Roy said, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go and read Revelation 4. And yeah. All of the band, the singers, they all read Revelation 4. Mm-hmm. And I said, from that place of what you read, then articulate this. Give me drama. Give me the lightning. And that's what, nice. That's what you hear, man. Yeah.
Dude, it's one thing to have the vision. It's another thing to be able to execute it and accomplish it. And you guys, you did it. And like I said, I can't wait for the world to hear that. My question is this. Why did you decide to say, we're going to make this the single? We're going to put this out first.
We needed something massive. I needed something massive. I mean, we're coming off the heels of Back to the Book, too.
Yeah.
You know, so we've been singing the scripture and I thought it would be a perfect follow-up song for the other scriptures that we had released.
Yeah.
But the crazy part is that because we released those as an EP, in order to get ready for the full project, I needed something else because we stopped in the pandemic. I was like, I need to write something else that's going to re-energize what we're getting ready to give the people.
Yeah.
And we got about 3 songs that we wrote, but this song, I think it's going to be an earth-shaking one for us. Yeah.
Listen, when I listened to it, I was like, I'm so glad that multi-tracks, we're going to have these stems because you don't want to do these songs without stems.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Hey, you're going to love the strings, man.
Your aux player is not going to be able to play these strings.
No,
guys.
No, so no.
Go ahead and go to the multi-tracks. We got you covered.
Yes. Absolutely, man. Yeah,
but I love that. So that record is going to be available actually for pre-order on 129, you know, so that's within the next couple of days, man. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Guys, make sure you go and pre-order the record. It'll be available on 2/5. So February the 5th is when that record is going to drop. So let's support our brother. I mean, what God is doing in his life is absolutely incredible. It is a new sound. It is a fresh sound. And I believe that, man, you know, God has blessed you to see a lot, but this is still just your beginning.
Wow.
You know, you are stepping into a new season, man, because God can trust you. God is like, okay, you passed the test on this level. Okay, so now let's go to this level. Most people like to stop at 10. Like, I'm a 10. Woo! I have said this. God always allow me to have an awareness of what 11 is because 11 is just one on another level.
Woo!
I don't want to be just 10 and be good. I want it. Where's the 11? So once God, I matriculate through that level. Okay. Where's the next? Okay. And so that's what I'm seeing. It's like passing those little small tests of God saying, can I trust you? Do you have integrity? Do you have character? I mean, you're a husband. Do you love your wife?
Yes.
Are you a father to your kids? Is family your first ministry?
Right.
Or when you don't be on the road, you get road sick because we can kind of, you know, we love the lights. We love the applause of the crowd.
Yep.
But again, I feel like that God has seen a man after his own heart, man. So let me just ask you this, man, you and your wife, I'll say, is it Kenyatta?
You got it, Kenyatta.
Kenyatta. Yep. How long you guys been married? How many kids you got? And I want to ask you this. How do you balance the success of life and ministry and all of that entails? And how do you balance that with family?
So we've been married now 10 years and we got 4 kids. And to answer that question, how do we balance? One, it starts out with the spouse. You got to marry right.
You got to marry right.
That's a big thing. Because my wife, it's a balance because she doesn't want to be in the spotlight of anything. You know what I'm saying? So she is a patient woman and she gets it. She's never like, you're out too much or they're demanding. I mean, she told me a long time ago, she said, if you ever need to go and do ministry on my birthday, go. Mm. This is just the day. We'll celebrate my birthday anytime you're back. I knew then, I said, this woman gets it. She's the one to help me reach the world.
Mm-hmm.
got to be the right one. But the way we balance it, though, for me is that I never really put too much stock in this stuff. My wife and my kids, we come first.
Yeah.
Like, we have so much fun around this house. And so, you know what I mean? Like it gets crazy, right? For that reason, I think we've been successful because and we've been able to sustain ourselves and be happy together and grow together because I never put too much stock in the fact that, like, people are singing these songs or people are calling me. I'm good. Like, no, you can't throw me enough money to skip her birthday or skip a special day. It's not enough money out there, you know?
Yeah. So I love that, man. Again, it's another thing where we've seen it go the other way.
And Chris, man, that's not easy, bro.
No, it's not easy. I would say this. It's a tension to be managed.
Yes. You'll never be able
to avoid that tension. The moment God calls you to ministry, ministry comes with, it's 24/7, man. I mean, you're dealing with hurting and broken people. So God wants you to be made available to them. And when God can drop something in your spirit at 2 o'clock in the morning, you need to be available to it.
Yeah.
It's the demands of ministry. So I just say for anybody that's like struggling with, how do I balance ministry with family? How do I do it all? I'm going to tell you, you'll never be able to escape that tension.
Yeah.
It's something that will constantly be redefined. And it's all germane to the season that you are in.
Absolutely.
You got to know the season that you are in. And if you're aware of that, you can balance it, man. So listen, dude, I don't want to hold you. I appreciate you taking the time.
Man, you're amazing, bro.
But bro, every time I have the honor of being in your presence, I always leave better. I always leave like inspired. You know, I'm not just saying that, but real knows real, you know, and
you got a really, really high IQ, man, when it comes to the spirit. It is crazy, bro. From the moment we start talking today, I'm just sitting here. I said, this guy gets it. Even the whole reasoning behind like writing scripture and stuff. I knew a lot of people would kind of, you know, like, what are we doing? Like, you know, but I knew what I heard. For you to hit on that stuff today, like, you know.
I'm so grateful that you shared it with us today, because I do feel like there are people that are listening that will hear that and it will unlock something for them. I do believe that there's a way in God that it don't have to be so complicated.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the word. Write the word. Sing the word. Preach the word. I'm not knocking it, but I'm like, this is sure success. I mean, success is, I think, efficiency and being effective in what God purposed, planned, and called you to do. That's what success is. We're not talking about selling records. We're talking about really doing what God places on this earth to do. You started talking about purpose, the same purpose that caused you to leave, not some old whatever job, but to leave a professional baseball career. I love that. I love that. And you stand true to that. Todd, we're going to wrap, man. What's one thing you'd like to leave our listeners with, man? Is there any word of encouragement that you would like to leave them with?
Man, you know, you said something. You said real recognizes real. I just encourage people, man, just be your authentic self. Like, God is using the authentic human being in this day, because there is no more hiding behind a pulpit. There's no more getting suited up so that you look like you're holy. No, God is saying, I'm using you. Yeah. Be who you are and allow God to use you as you are. And I promise you that you will get further than any imposter could ever get. And the reason why I believe God has allowed me to experience what I have is because I just give him me. Take me as I am.
Authenticity.
And take it on. Yeah.
I love that. Authenticity. I always say this. You can beat Chris trying to be Todd every day.
Yes.
But you'll never be able to beat Chris Baker being Chris Baker. You know, and that level of authenticity, I love that. I appreciate your time. I appreciate the call. I appreciate the price you paid.
Man.
Walk in the level of anointing that you walk in. It cost you something.
Yes.
But I appreciate you paying that cost. I appreciate your wife.
Yeah, thank you, man. You know,
for holding it down and your whole family.
She is over here off camera, but I just heard her snore a little bit. Like, I think she just fell asleep, bro.
I love it. I love it, man. Well, we're going to let you go so you can spend time with her. But, bro, I love you. I appreciate you.
Love you, man.
Listeners, listen, let's make sure that we get the record 129. That's what 129 is, when we're going to deal with the pre-order for it. And then February 5th, that album is dropping. We want to make sure that we bombard it. We buy it. Don't stream it. Buy it.
That's right.
Support what God is doing in the earth through this amazing man. Todd, we love you, man. And God bless, bro.
Love you, bro. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope you leave this conversation feeling inspired and uplifted. I'm so excited for the episodes we have coming out this month. Stay tuned every Monday to hear some empowering and encouraging conversations with some of our friends in the gospel industry.